Time for our weekly visit with Roy Smith, Soy Roy. Morning, Roy.
Morning, Randy.
Well, we had the report last Friday, and we've got the kind of the fallout with the trade on Monday, Tuesday. Had a little bit of up day, and then a down day, and then looks like an up day again yesterday.
It's been a real interesting market. Two days limit down in the corn, of course. Sure, the world didn't help things any, but the corn market has come back. Not quite as far as we'd like to see because we're about a dime short of a 50% retracement yet, but it's still encouraging that it's come back so far, but that's a pretty normal move when the market breaks as hard as it did.
What does the guy look for now, and where do we go from here?
Well, I really look in both markets, corn and beans, whenever the market breaks hard like this, then look for a rebound back at least 50% of what it's lost, and corn market lost 60 cents and from the high there in February until early this week, and so you add 30 cents back onto that, and you're talking around 397 in December corn. So, you know, that would be my first target for anybody that has wanted to sell corn and hasn't gotten enough sold. The interesting thing is that the bean market came back more than 50%, and we're sitting now higher than the 50% retracement level. So I don't know if that's a sign that beans are done going up or that corn isn't, but there's certainly been plenty of opportunity to sell new crop beans or old crop for that matter, too, if anybody wanted to.
Well, I know there's a lot of options available to make cropping decisions with, and I guess if somebody wanted some information from you, how do they find you?
My email address is roy@soyroy.com. My website is soyroy.com. And speaking of options, I do have information available on options that I can email out to anybody that that wants to study them. So that's a possibility.
All right, Roy. Visit with you again next week.
We'll talk to you later.